opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Before we get into today's show, I'm cooking tonight at the Elks, my incredible all-you-can-eat tacos with taco carne asada, pork butt tacos, chicken tacos, taco salad, my incredible famous beans, $20 all you can eat. If you're a member, that's why you're a member. We have privileges. Anyway, we have a split show today. The first part is with the North Star Ballet. They're frequent flyers. They're good people, and pity them. They've been in this purple padded room with me for 15 minutes now. Oh, Cortland Weaver, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
And Wendy Walker, how you doing?
Great. Happy to be here.
Doing well. Could you speak into your mic again?
Hello, hello.
Okay. We'll get you a little bit more sound there. Now, Cortland, you're the associate director, you're the artistic director, and Wendy, you're the associate artistic director. But what got me about our discussion here is the longevity of North Star Ballet and how many Fairbanksons have come through and come back and are still here?
Well, that is a wonderful question. We are going into our 39th year here as the North Star Dance Foundation, and then the name North Star Ballet came in a few years after it had been founded. And then we're actually going into, is it the 37th year of Nutcracker? Now, yeah, I mean, there's lots and lots. So
now, Fairbanks, I made a couple snide comments, you know, being myself in a purple padded room with them and talking about the Nutcracker and how it's wonderful, but I've seen it so many times, and all my nieces and nephews have graduated and gone on and haven't had seen it lately, and what's the first thing I find out is Wendy, she's the number one dancer in it.
In years past. But that's a cool thing. It touches so many different community members in so many different ways. Maybe you have seen it a million times, or maybe, you know, maybe it's your first time seeing it, but there is definitely a longevity that speaks to the larger community.
And every year it's on.
Yeah.
And it's packed every year.
Yeah.
And every year your ballet has participants from 8 to
How old is Jim?
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't want to bring
Jim
no
Baird.
Age discrimination. Jim Baird.
Jim Baird. He does our Drosselmeyer, and he's been doing it a while. So yeah. I hate to call him out on that, but a bunch of adults. We have there are 80 people backstage and on stage for that show. So there's a lot of community members involved in it.
Every year.
You know, if you wanted a different perspective, you could volunteer to do stage crew and see the magic from behind the scenes. So it's always fresh. It's always new. There's always something to look at.
You're coming into what I would consider the beginning of your season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, you follow the school.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the first day of the fair, and you're here, and you're coming into your fall classes.
Yeah.
Yep, we are kicking this off with an open house. We do this every year, and it's on Saturday the 8th.
Next Saturday.
Yep. And what Wendy can describe.
So they can go to your open house, and they can go across
the
fair.
Go across the fair, of course, yeah. So Wendy can describe a little bit what goes on at the open house.
The open house is from 12 to 4. So we offer little half-hour classes for dancers from the ages of 4 all the way up through adult. We have creative dance for 4, 5, 6, and 7-year-olds. We have beginning contemporary, beginning teen and adult ballet. So these are just little half-hour snippets of a free class, a chance to come check it out, see what it's like, see if it's a good fit for your family. Maybe you know someone or have a kiddo that always wanted to try dance, but there was never a good opportunity. Maybe you're an adult who always wanted to try ballet, but there was never a chance. This is your chance to come check it out, hang out, meet the instructors, get some snacks, all the good stuff from this Saturday. Oh, my goodness. The 8th, next Saturday.
Now, Wendy Walker, you're a great representative of the overall program of North Star Ballet over the decades, because you started there.
I grew up training at North Star.
Then you went off to college, and then you did stuff professionally outside. Then Fairbanks grabbed you back.
It sure did. And you could have knocked me over with a feather if, as a kid, I knew I would be here long-term, happy as can be. But, you know, I danced professionally and then came back and found the training and performing here to really support what I wanted to do and to have continued growth. And then I was able to join the faculty and begin teaching and working with the school and the company.
So I hope the parents understand that their kid with you in dance and ballet, there is no limit. There's no restrictions.
Yeah.
They can go throughout the world or come back after going through the world.
The awesome thing about the training we provide, it's a springboard. If you want to dance professionally, the training that you receive here gives you the tools to pursue that. Also, if that is not where life takes you, the training that you receive in the studio is going to benefit you in whatever endeavor you choose, whether it's real estate or ballet or anything else.
She beat me up about real estate, guys. So, or did I beat her up? Ah, yeah.
Maybe both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. We had some dukes going on here. So when do your fall classes start, Cortland?
They start on, I don't have the
17th.
The 17th. Yeah,
and you also offer adult classes.
We do. We offer introduction to ballet workshop for adults, and that's an 8-week workshop that will start after the Labor Day weekend, and that will run through October. And we have two different levels of adult classes. So we have if you've gone through the workshop, you will probably be able to do Ballet 1. And if you've done Ballet 1 for a while, then the Ballet 2 is great. And they also offer a point class for those who have done point, which is a whole nother aspect of ballet that is very, very difficult and takes an enormous amount of time and effort and training to do. And a lot of the people that have done it in their youth, they want to try to relive that, so we offer just a half an hour of that every week. So, and then
you guys are sadistic.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. You use it or you lose it, right? If you're not doing this all the time, it's hard to.
It's easy to fall off your edge.
Yep.
Exactly. It really is.
Yep.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio or 907-458 Talk. 907-458-8255. North Star Ballet is in the purple padded room, and we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
My husband is a veteran, and he was injured in the line of duty.
It happened while I was deployed to Iraq. An IED detonated 3 feet from my face.
It was bad.
I remember thinking, who's going to take care of my wife and daughter?
We took care of each other with a lot of help from DAV.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Jason get the life-changing support and benefits they've earned.
My victory is knowing my disability doesn't define me.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. Lori Prox here with Meadow Rydell.
And Meadow, you have participated in the Valdez Women's Silver Salmon Derby. Tell us what started you coming to Valdez for this Women's Silver Salmon Derby.
Well, a few years ago, I guess it was almost 5 years ago now, one summer I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as I went through that journey, my girlfriends, rallied to be able to support me. And I was diagnosed in August. So the next year, kind of as a celebration of that, we got together and did our first derby. And so we've been coming since then. It's really a celebration of the fact that you can get out on the water. You can enjoy being in Alaska. Everything that's around you, you can have some competitiveness, but really it's way more about community. Spend time with these amazing women, these people that you love. So it's really that celebration too of like friendship and how great women are and supporting each other throughout life.
And Meadow, I saw your Facebook post of you in the hospital and explaining how you all came to the Derby. And as an organizer, I thought that's amazing. And I reached out. This year, our theme is breast cancer awareness. Tatas, tutus, and extra tough. What does that mean to you?
That's such a great theme because it's fun, but at the same time, it raises awareness.
Coming to Valdez? Stay at Valdez RV Park. These TripAdvisor reviews tell you all you need to know.
Each site was clearly labeled, ground was graded well, and it's so close to the harbor.
Owners are friendly and accommodating, and the laundry, shower, and bathrooms were very clean. They even had s'mores at the fire pit.
Visit ValdezRVPark.com today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Courtney Weber and Wendy Walker with the North Star Ballet. And in our pre-discussion interview, Wendy described to me what contemporary dance is. Could you do that again?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
Contemporary dance means different things to a lot of different people, but basically we take the training of classical concert dance. If we're thinking about ballet, we take like the shapes and the spinal, like the uprightness of ballet, and then we add some grounded movement, some more breath, some spinal articulation front and back and side and all around. So we're kind of taking the shapes and we're stretching them and we're releasing them into the floor. And so if you were to think of something that you would see typically on like So You Think You Can Dance or in maybe a TV commercial, kind of like more human-like movement, that probably is more what we're looking at with contemporary.
Oh, I understand all that. But, you know, I bet you a lot more people listening understand a lot better than I do. But that's just the way it is. What are your age classes? Age different ages for classes?
Well, we have creative dance classes for kids 4 years old and to eight, generally. At 8 years old, they can start in the ballet syllabus program, which is classes twice a week for those kids, an hour long for 8 years old. 9 years old, it's an hour and 15 minutes twice a week. And then it goes all the way up through high school-aged kids. At that point, they can join. We have three different levels of company, which comes to play when we do performances. So all of our senior company dancers take at least three technique classes a week, and then they're required to take a Pilates class, which is an exercise form, and a contemporary class. And plus all of that, they're generally there for about 8 hours of rehearsal per week.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot. It's like a part-time job for these kids.
But it's great for exercise, determination, focus.
Well, it's called a discipline for a reason, right? It's, you are, you know, these kids, they'll be in class for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then rehearsal for another hour and a half. And their focus is there the entire time.
Wow. Yeah. Now, let's go back to the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. When does Nutcracker starts right around Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So I'm going to need you in here about a week before Thanksgiving. You know, the Nutcracker. Get your people get my people all together, and we'll get you in here in the purple padded room.
Yep.
Well, so we have a Nutcracker auditions coming right up.
We do.
And they're open to any child age 8 and up. You don't have to be a member or a student at North Star Ballet to audition for the Nutcracker. You have that date?
I'm looking for it.
Fairbanks, you know, sometimes the purple padded room has harmonic convergences that disrupt the iPhones with the information we have in there. Is that about right, Wendy?
Yes.
Okay.
It is in September. We have the children's audition for Nutcracker. And I'm still looking for the date. I'll get it. But it's also on our website.
Okay.
Sunday, September 13th at 2 p.m.
And you're also in the process of a new ballet, Hansel and Gretel.
Mm. Hansel and Gretel, yeah. It's pretty exciting. We have commissioned a local composer, Scott Hansen, to compose music for it. And we have in-house costume design, and we're trying to secure finally a set designer. And all of this is going to accumulate in a performance in the fall of 2027. So
wow, you're already working on something a year and a half out, out.
Oh yeah, that's
wow. And will this be at the Herring?
Probably not at Herring. It sort of depends for what we do. The Salisbury Theater on the campus, is a lot better show just because of the
acoustics.
Well, the way the stage is set up and the sight lines and everything are better for dance at Salisbury, but there's construction there. We don't know if it's going to be open or not. So if not, we'll have to.
Sort of sounds like our roads.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we'll be there. We have other options. North Pole actually has a really great theater out there, mm-hmm. North Pole High School, and West Valley High is perfectly acceptable also. So.
Tell me about the Black Box Theater.
The Black Box Theater is, we have two studios that are separated by a movable wall. And in both of those studios, we have curtains that go around the entire studio. Mm-hmm. We cover the mirrors and cover the all of the studio-looking things. And then we have a lighting system that projects down on one of those studios, and then the lights project onto the other, from the studio onto the other studio. So it's actually a lot like a stage. You have front lights and you have down lights. So we can do an enormous amount of lighting in there. We're limited a little bit because it's not a huge dancing space. It's you don't have the same amount of depth, and you don't have quite as much width as you would have on a normal stage, but we can still produce a whole lot of really great dance in that space.
You know, the North Star Ballet is what I call full service. No, really, because, you know, you do so many other things. You have many dance camps.
Mm-hmm. We have things, dance camps in the summer, and then we will also have the mini camps, like if we're doing whatever ballet we're doing in the spring, there will be a camp for 4 years old and up to learn about that dance and learn about the music from the dance. They'll make their own costumes. They'll do, it's a little 3-hour gig, but it's a great way to introduce them to it.
Now, I try not to give out too much personal information, But I'm throwing that out off to the side. Wendy, you have some children.
I do.
What's it like for your children going up with the most incredible dance mom in the world?
Well, you know, I have three boys.
Oh!
who
did you
just turned six.
Piss off to get that?
Oh, it's a good time. We have a real good time.
Okay.
Real good time.
Keeping them in line.
But my thing is, each of my children are going to try dance 1 to 3 times because, you know, dance is really, we were talking about this earlier, when you're 4 and 5 taking a dance class, yes, it's about the movement, but also it's about how to be a human with other humans, right? And that's like really the great equalizer of dance is that, like, yes, it is a performance art, it is art, but also the thing that makes it art is like the humanity and the connection and the learning how to dance with other humans. So my kids are going to try it and we'll see what happens, but they're gonna play
hockey.
We're already into soccer and skiing, okay. So we'll see. But they can do it all.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. My mom was a nurse, and even if you were sick, you didn't get to get sick. Simple as that. Where do you go from here? You have next Saturday's open house.
Mm-hmm. Open house. The classes, like I say, start the 17th. Is that what it is?
Yep.
So that Monday, and then, then we go through December, like, 20th. It's a long one.
And you have North Star Ballet adult classes.
We do. We have classes. We also have dance and caregiver classes for three-year-olds and caregivers. We have adult classes. We have the syllabus classes for students ages 8 through adults.
You have a website.
We do.
NorthStarBallet.org.
You know, we are in the social world,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so easy to look up on a website and see what's really going to interest you.
Yep.
Or once you're done with the radio here, people can go to NorthStarBallet.org.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, very easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, NorthStarBallet.
Okay. Hold on a second. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It's
Hello?
The Governor.
Governor, you're... can I put you on hold just for a moment? Okay, thank you, sir. Oh, so we got a... That's my next phone call.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you very much for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
And you guys have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Yep. Governor, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, David. How about you? How you doing?
Doing well. We got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes before we take a nice break, and then we're going to have another half hour, and I'm saying goodbye to two wonderful people from the North Star Dance Ballet. You know, you've had a, you know, 8 years goes by fast.
Yeah, it does, especially as you get older, right, David?
What are you trying to tell me, Governor?
How old are you, by the way, David?
I'm double six.
Are you really 66?
Yeah. I've been doing this now for 11 years.
You're a little bit older. You're like a few months older than me.
You know, so. I was just thinking about it here. You know, you've accomplished so many things. And I see this, they're trying to classify it as the Dunleavy decline. And I just sort of laughed. And I said, oh, good. That means the governor's doing something great. And maybe he's running for senator in 2 years. But you won't announce that today, I don't think.
I don't think I will, but, you know, we were wondering why these ads are, I'm not running for anything, so that was our assumption, is people think I'm going to run for something in the future. But I got about 20 things I can talk to the people about today that have improved, and in some cases vastly improved, since I came into office in 2018. And
you know, before we go into the break, this is what I want everyone to realize.
Yeah.
Over the last 15 years, what has been the largest annual increase in spending in the state of Alaska budget? Education.
Yeah.
8 years with you. By more percentage amounts than any other department.
Well, yeah, that's, and that's all, well, and that's, that and health, you know, is the largest share of our budget. One area where we did increase spending and we really focused on it was in public safety, and the dividends that have been returned are incredible.
Yep.
That's another thing we could talk about as well. So, you know, David, here's
Governor, we're going to get bumped off here. Fairbanks, we'll be back with the Governor Dunleavy after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
2 days after the United States resumed airstrikes on Iranian-backed targets in response to an attempted surprise ballistic missile attack on American forces, President Trump had a cabinet meeting at Camp David. Here's what he had to say.
Iran is doing very poorly. Just in case you read incorrect stories, they're doing very, very poorly. They're having a hard time. They've been very dishonest. They've been very dishonorable to deal with.
Vice President J.D. Vance, he was also there. He highlighted early initiatives by the administration's newly formed task force to eliminate fraud.
We have identified $230 billion of fraud that's being perpetrated against the American people, and we have halted already $56 billion of that.
The vice president has been leading administration efforts to combat fraud affecting entitlement programs like Medicaid while actively monitoring alleged multi-billion dollar fraud schemes under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the Alaska Sea Life Center's Wildlife Response Program is now rehabilitating six harbor seal pups after admitting four additional patients over the past several weeks, highlighting what has been a busy rescue season for marine mammal responders across Alaska. The latest admissions bring the total number of harbor seal pups in care to six, though one of the recently admitted animals was humanely euthanized after its condition deteriorated despite intensive veterinary treatment. Despite the challenges facing the young seals, Sea Life Center staff say they remain cautiously optimistic that the surviving pups will recover and eventually be released back into the wild. The Sea Life Center is also reminding the public that people can play a critical role in protecting harbor seal pups by giving them plenty of space. If a harbor seal pup is approached too closely by human or dog, the mother may abandon it, dramatically reducing the pup's chance of survival, said Sea Life Center officials. Anyone who encounters a stranded or injured marine mammal in Alaska is encouraged to call the Sea Life Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Governor Dunleavy calling in. Are you in Juneau, Anchorage, Wasilla, Palmer, Houston? Where are you at, sir?
Yeah, I'm all over. No, today I'm in Wasilla. We're going back between Anchorage and Juneau, and We once again hope to get this gas line issue wrapped up. We're in conversations with members of the Senate and the House, and you know, I'm going to remain optimistic till it's till I'm not. But I think we're going to get this thing over the finish line. You know, about 90 some percent of that bill, I think most people thought was a good bill. It was just the issues with the S Corp that was put in there. And if people don't understand what the S Corp is, it's a businesses incorporate under various sections of the IRS code. Some are C corps, some are S corps, LLCs, et cetera, et cetera. And there are some legislators that believe there's a loophole in the S corp for companies such as Hillcorp, you know, who have come to Alaska and spent $30 billion investing in gas and oil up here and have done, I think, a tremendous job. And so that's kind of been the sticking point. I'm hoping we can get that figured out here in the next few days and get us on the road to getting a gas line.
You know, it's you've brought this farther than anyone on the gas line in Alaska's history, and thank you for doing that. And I hope everyone understands and realizes that you brought this farther than anyone, and I hope they don't screw it up. I really don't.
Well, that's the goal, is to get something again, David, here in the next week or so that gets across the finish line. So Glen Farm, the private concern, could start getting its gas. I mean, I'm talking to you in Fairbanks, and we know that GVA had to increase their cost for electricity because they're using more diesel. Well, one of the reasons they're using more diesel is because there's less gas in the inlet. This is not a surprise. We've known this going back 2007, 2006. Remember the brownout commercials the mayors were talking about?
Yeah.
2010? And, you know, and we just had a press conference with the mayor of Anchorage and John Sims with NSTAR and a few others, and they're just highlighting this. Here's an interesting thing I think that people don't realize. If we were to import gas, some people think, you know, well, you just import it from Texas. It's $2.75, you know, a unit. Well, you can't do that, and here's why. In order to move gas from Texas, you have to do it on a U.S.-flagged LNG tanker. And for the most part, David, we don't have any.
Yeah.
All of the LNG tankers are foreign-flagged. So what does that mean? Even though we're part of the United States, the Jones Act prohibits us from transporting that on foreign-flagged vessels. And so what do we have to do? We'd have to buy our gas for import on an exchange called JKM, Japan-Korea Market. Yesterday, the cost of that gas on that market was $21 plus.
Wow.
So if we have to import gas, we aren't going to get Texas gas for $2.75 a unit on Henry Hub. We got to go on the international market because of our Jones Act issue. So we get foreign gas shipped to us on foreign flag tankers when we're drowning in gas here in Alaska. And the only thing in between that and getting that pipeline completed is the discussion we're having in Juneau, which, once again, I hope to get on track and cleared up here in the next couple of days. And I would say if we don't, it's going to be tough on Alaska. It really is. And so,
you know, and here's what most people don't understand, and I hope they do after this. Under your leadership and guidance over the last 8 years, the household income is up significantly. But at the same time, we have our utilities and real estate taxes that are eroding those gains that you've helped provide to the state of Alaska.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk about that just for a minute. You know, we started the program by saying to quote the Dunleavy decline. Well, let's find out if there really is a decline. And let me run through some numbers for you.
Certainly. Please do.
So most economists worth their weight, when they look at the health, for example, of a nation or a state, there's really five things they look at. And I'd like people to just take a moment and key in on that. But the five things that the economists look at are, for example, GDP, GDP per capita, employment growth, personal income per capita, and the state's fiscal health. So let's go through a couple things here. The GDP, the real GDP in Alaska, went from $52.5 billion to $57.5 billion. There was no decline there. That's an incline, and that's the highest our GDP has been. That's real GDP. Our nominal GDP, which is has inflation added into it, is now $75 billion today, inflation adjusted. The permanent fund went from $64 billion when I first came in to $92 billion today. The highest per capita income on record has occurred under our watch at $80,175. There's 10,000 more jobs today than there was in 2018. The economy is more diversified today than it was in 2018. Now, I'm going to continue with this, David. There's a few more, but I want you to understand. These are not just things we're making up. We are going to be sending out a report card to the public, and that's what this is part of, is a report card to the public. How is Alaska doing? Basically, how is Alaska doing the past 8 years? And we're going to have a website, and all of these facts and figures I'm giving you, these aren't opinions. These are facts that come from the federal government. These are facts and figures that come from other trusted sources, not made up by our administration. And we reviewed this probably now for 2 months to make sure that what we were seeing is really happening. So since we came into office, over 2,000 new business licenses have been issued to 2018. So far, no decline. Poverty rates decreased slightly, which is a decline, but it's the kind of decline you want. You don't want poverty rates to increase. Unemployment is at historic lows. This month it's at 4.4%. That's lower by a couple points
than it was during the year. Anyone who wants a job can get a job, and they can work it into a really good career and a good-paying job.
Yeah, and here's an interesting one for you. Nominal GDP per capita is currently $101,500 per person in Alaska. The U.S. nominal GDP per capita is $90,000. Alaska is 13% higher. As a matter of fact, if Alaska was a country, we would be the fourth highest in the world in nominal GDP per capita after Luxembourg, Ireland, and Switzerland.
You know, what I really have enjoyed about your governorship is our natural resource development. And at the same time, you had to go through the Biden administration for 4 years, and every 3 weeks was a new battle. Yet you were able to get more natural resources start developed, more oil through the decline stopped under you. Simple as that.
Yeah, the decline has been reversed. By 2035, if all of these plays come online, Willow's going to come online. Pika just started to come online. It'll ramp up to 80,000 barrels here in just a couple months. Quokka, Horseshoe, there's a whole host of plays that are in progress. And our DNR, under John Crowther, great guy, very data-oriented, his folks analyzed what the production should be, or could be, I should say, in 2035. On the low end, it's in the high 600,000 barrels. Currently, we're at about 500 or 498,000 barrels. At the low end, by 2035, it'll be 660,000 barrels. By the high end, it could be 960,000 barrels, almost a million barrels because of all the fines that are happening up in Prudhoe Bay. I mean, it's quite frankly, it's extraordinary. Here's, if you don't mind, here's a couple more.
Please do. Yeah.
The airport, Ted Stevens International Airport, is number one in the nation in handling cargo. It beat Memphis and Nashville here in March. It's the third busiest in the world. So our airport in Anchorage is the third busiest cargo airport on the planet. And if it keeps growing, it could, within the next 4 years, surpass Shanghai and become number two after Hong Kong. That's phenomenal. As you mentioned, oil production is up. I want to talk just a moment about crime. That was one of the things that we really focused on. So if so far, David, all the things we talked about, there's no Dunleavy decline.
Not a bit.
So we go to crime. Now, here's where the decline begins that we want. Property crime is down 48% since I came into office. Violent crime is down 19% since I came into office. The rape kits that were not processed for decades, in other words, when there was a victim that was assaulted, raped, and there was a test taken, those kits would sit on the shelves. All of those kits are processed. All of that backlog is gone. Burglary is down 50% from when I came into office. So overall, all crime is down 41% since I came into office. Are we making that up? No, that's FBI and other statistics that measure this. Tourism is at record levels. Exports in Alaska are at a record high, up 38% from $4.83 billion to $6.7 billion. So we're, we don't see a decline. We actually see a state in better shape. Now, a number of these things I mentioned, people will say, well, Dunleavy, you didn't have anything to do with that.
You want to bet?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things, obviously, that the permanent fund was market-driven, was good investments. I mean, we put people on the board. But I would say, David, when it comes to things like encouraging businesses to come to Alaska and crime, we did have a pretty significant hand in that. So do we have housing issues? Yes. You would know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got other issues, too, that we have to deal with. Inflation is now nationwide. And there's just a malaise across the nation, you know, that things could be better. But I want somebody, those ads that are running that there's a Dunleavy decline, that's just politics.
It is.
That's just people trying to, drive down public opinion regarding our administration. But Right now, five things that economists look at internationally, Alaska is doing a lot better than it was when I came into office. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Governor, we're going to take a quick break. But before we take the break, this is what I want everyone to realize. All these successes were by you were with the legislature 6 out of 8 years, which was either hostile or dismissive towards you. And you got this all accomplished. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Tanana Valley State Fair 2026 opens today. Buy your tickets online, not standing in line. Every single day is packed with free nonstop family entertainment. Check out the free daily concerts. See the Birdman, the Hockey Stunt Show. See row after row of fascinating and educational exhibits. Golden Harp Performing Arts Aerial and Acrobatics, the Petting Zoo. Pre-register and enter many free contests for kids and adults. Get your fill of fair food. Visit the Tanana Valley State Fair today through August 9th.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can handle it. Are you gonna have to remove the whole thing?
Actually, I'll have your broken window fixed in no time. At Glass Doctor, we can handle it all, even custom glass.
Oh, thanks, Doc. You're a real lifesaver.
The doctor is in. Glass Doctor is on call for fast, full-service residential glass repair, replacement, and installation. Visit glassdoctor.com to make an appointment.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your panes. Oh, yeah.
A neighborly company.
KFAR Weather.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 76. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 53. Tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Slight chance for isolated rain showers Sunday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Governor Dunleavy on the phone with me. And now, Governor, I still remember your first 2 years. You get inaugurated, and the legislature goes into session, and the House spends 30 days trying to organize because they're split, all because of David Eastman would not join the majority caucus of the Republicans for 30 days because he wanted to be the Speaker of the House, and he would not let Dave Tallarico from Healy take it. And so you had 8 Republicans join the 19 Democrats, and that was a Democratic House that was hostile to you as a new governor. Still remember that?
Yeah, I think we may be the only state in the country that elects a majority of Republican legislators that then join with the Democrats, and the Democrats control the apparatus.
I know. I shake my head. My politics are economics, and I believe in the Republican Party economics a lot more than I believe in the social programs of the Democratic Party. Simple as that. And you have been a great economic governor for the state of Alaska. You know, look at our mining operations. You know, we're finally getting coal going again. My goodness, oil, natural gas, rare earth minerals. You know, the Ambler Road project under you is coming to fruition, hopefully. That is generational wealth. Incredible.
It's Ambler Road. Mining is, we've added, I think, we've tripled the number of mining jobs in Alaska. You've got Manh Choh out there at Tetlin now delivering gold to your processor up by Fairbanks. You know, the other thing is we've had a great relationship with the Trump administration. I mean, Alaska is the only state in the country, maybe ever, that got its own executive order directed solely at the state.
Yeah.
Just trying to open up the state of Alaska. And obviously we had a great lease sale in NPRA, which bodes even, not just well, but better for the state in the long run. And so, what I'd like people to understand is Alaska is not in the shape that political pundits would like you to believe. Could it be better? It always could be better. Every state could be better. And quite honestly, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day that says, you know, some of these gubernatorial candidates are going to run on, you know, they can make Alaska better. And I said, I hope they do. That's exactly what they need to do. They need to be running on how they're going to make Alaska better.
You know, whenever I ran for anything, my goal was, no matter what, when I give the keys up, it's in better shape than it was when I got it. And Governor, you really can say that. You really can.
Well, I think a lot of good people have done a lot of good work in the state of Alaska, and I'm optimistic about the future. I truly am. Gas line, oil production. We just signed an agreement with the federal government to manage 3,000 acres of statewood of Tongass National Forest, including timber, mining, hydro. The Golden Dome is seriously looking at our rocket launch, which is performing really well. The gas line, as I mentioned, the future is just, I think, incredibly bright for Alaska. If, David, and this is the most important thing, we have all the ingredients to make this a great state. Even though we lack interstates, even though we lack markets like the lower 48, but you got to have good policy. You got to have people in Juneau making good policy and putting Alaska to work like Seward wanted it to happen. And by the way, I think this is the anniversary when Seward visited Alaska. I think it's 16, maybe
68. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it was late. It was beyond the purchase, but
yeah.
Long story short, We can have one of the greatest states there is. We already have some great things happening in Alaska. We just have to have good policy coming out of Juneau.
You know, I have a piece of information for you, since I am a real estate broker, in regards to the state of Alaska when we purchased it. You know, we purchased it in like March of 1867. We didn't pay for it until April of 1868. So as in real estate principles, we had a zero-down deal with a one-year call.
greatest real estate deal in the history of the world.
Exactly. Zero down, we'll pay in a year. And, oh, man, I mean, you know, no wonder why Russia wants it back.
Well, yeah, they regret this. And, you know, the other thing I just want to remind people is some of the stats that we threw out to you, that's going to be part of a report card to the public that will go live here, hopefully in the next week or so. We'll have a website so you can go look at it. You can look at the citations, where the data came from. And roughly every week to 2 weeks, we're going to add, because there's more stuff coming in as we get near the end of the term. But, you know, David, I would just say for people, are there issues in this world? Yes, always has been. Are there issues in the country right now? Yes. Is inflation a problem, affordability? For a lot of people, it is. Yes. But I would say that there's a lot more good things happening, and we just have to have a balance. I'm not saying dismiss those that are struggling because of costs and so forth, but boy, the state of Alaska up here by itself, thousands of miles away from the rest of the country, I think we're on the right track. And so if people want to run for office on making the state of Alaska better, hey, I'm with them. If people are going to run for office saying things have gotten worse since 2018, the statistics just don't lie, and there's a lot of great things going on.
So what was it like being the governor under the Biden administration, and, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks, something came directly from the White House as an executive order to shut down our state in so many ways, including natural resources, everything. What was that like for you on a personal basis?
That was a terrible time, actually, because all of the opportunities that Alaska was afforded under the Statehood Act were being closed off by executive orders, mostly by executive orders, some by some court action, but most by executive orders. And really, if you can't develop your resources, and that was one of the reasons Alaska came into being, it's going to be hard to grow your economy and fund government. And so, you know, as we know, I've been a big proponent of the PFD. The legislature has not agreed with that, obviously. But the point I'm trying to make there is you can't just keep taking money from each other when you have tremendous opportunity in oil, tremendous opportunity in gas, mining, trees, our location on the globe. You got to capitalize on that like other states do. And so when the Biden administration start to shut us down. There were like 88 actions, both by the Biden administration and by court action, that really, really put Alaska in a box. And if quite honestly, if they were elected to a second term, or Kamala Harris was elected to a term, we would have had little opportunity. I think you would have seen an outflow of people. Oh, and by the way, the population of Alaska has not declined. It's actually grown modestly. We've gained about 3,000 to 4,000 people. So that was another one that I heard, that everyone's left Alaska. That's not what the statistics say.
No, it's not. And and some of us, you came up here for opportunity, and you're trying to make sure everyone has that same opportunity you came up that you were afforded.
Yeah. It's a great state. Absolutely. And I hope to get on your show a few more times.
I hope you do. My goodness.
But I think there's a lot more positive things that we'll be able to share with the people of Alaska. And you got to think about this when you vote. Obviously, David, you and I know that. You have to think about who you're going to put in office. Are you going to put in office people that want to shut Alaska down? Are you going to put people in office that don't believe that Alaska has a future when it comes to resources? Because if you do, you got to ask yourself, that how are we going to pay for government? How are we going to create jobs for our kids and grandkids? Right now, we're on, a pretty good trajectory. I would hope that the people that are elected, I would hope that the people that vote for folks here in August and then in November, keep that in mind, because there's a lot of great things happening. You don't want that stuff to be shut down by people that don't believe in a future of Alaska.
Very true. Very true. So, man, you're coming down to the short strokes of your term now. My goodness, it's tomorrow's August, and sometime in January, that third Tuesday in January, everyone gets inaugurated in, and boy, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
The governor gets inaugurated December 7th.
And, oh, that's right.
I hope I will be part of, if I'm invited, to be part of the transfer of power, no matter who's elected, because I do believe that that is one of the hallmarks of this country, is you hand off what the people allowed you to be a steward of to the next administration. And I think that's important that people recognize that that's going to occur here on December 7th. So, just like everybody else, which is part of our system, which I'm actually very proud of, the system, December 7th.
I remember going to your inauguration in Anchorage and just so enjoying it. So we got about a minute and a half left, sir. How do you want to end it? And yes, you're going to be on my show more times.
Yeah. No, David, I think you've done a job, and you're going to continue to do a great job. You get the message out to a lot of folks in Interior Alaska. They tell me that they listen to your program and that they enjoy being part of it. So just keep up the good work. Appreciate being on your show, and we'll schedule another one here in the very near future.
Thank you very much, Governor, for the call and the accolades. You have a great weekend. Hey, are you coming up during our fair to sign any documents?
We're going to see how this process goes with the legislature on this gas line. I hope to have some great things to be able to announce and sign up in Fairbank.
You're the best, sir. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yep. Fairbanks, hope you enjoyed our show. I had local and state, and it was great to be able to address the political drum beats that are just inaccurate. The purposeful misinformation against Governor Dunleavy, and I'm honored that he gave me a call so we could talk about that. Anyway, that is our show for today. Hey, in 45 seconds, the fair is opening up. Get out there. And again, today I'm cooking tacos at the Elks. $20 all you can eat. If you're a member, you get best accommodations. I will see you on Monday. Y'all have a great weekend.